This is your Group Quest Daily News, slated for the 29th of November, 2021. Hello, everybody. My name is Joe, and in this show today, PlayStation 5 sells out again, a little anniversary for patch 4.3 for WoW, and Sony files a patent. So, we begin with on this day, 10 years ago, patch 4.3, The Hour of Twilight, launched on November 29th, 2011. This is a part of Cataclysm, and it's really astonishing that 10 years ago this happened. So this is all according to wowhead.com. And the new raid was Dragon Soul. The new dungeons were End Time, Well of Eternity, and Hour of Twilight. If you want to read up on all of this stuff, go look up Wowhead and look for On This Day patch 4.3 Hour of Twilight. Now we go from there to the what's now also from wowhead.com, the 9.2 tier set bonuses, and they have all their impressions up. Right now, everything does look up to par according to some of the first what people said, like Zychronic, Not Warlock, and Luzi, and that's also up on Wowhead. So go check that out if you would. Wowhead.com and look for Warlock 9.2 tier set bonuses. They also did that for the Mage as well, along with Demon Hunter, Paladin, Rogue, Warrior, Shaman, Priest, Monk, Hunter, and Death Knight. They did them all, and you can get their first impressions up on wowhead.com. Now, there's also a bit of a rumor going in for BioShock. This coming to us from bluenews.com. A tweet from a couple weeks ago purports to offer details about the next BioShock game, showing a logo for BioShock Isolation, though there's a warning that the title may change. That comes from a rivally obscure account called Oopsleep. Now, this is going to be on the Unreal 5 engine as it stands right now, and is being developed by Irrational Games veterans and others. And I'm reading that verbatim on bluenews.com. Look for next BioShock rumors. So that's just the way that it looks right now. Probably looking at 2023, quite possibly, in accordance with this news, but we shall see if you're BioShock fans. Now going on into a little bit of Nintendo, a speedrunner has already beat Pokemon Shining Pearl in just 33 minutes and 10 seconds. This comes from NintendoLife.com, and this has to be very worrisome in my mind for the Pokemon user, or for the people that make Pokemon. But you can read how it was done and everything within that within NintendoLife.com. One of the last things that we go to now is, I'm a big PlayStation guy, and according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, Sony files a patent for the PlayStation Mobile gaming controller attachment. Now, this looks like, at least the render, is a typical PlayStation controller with quite the screen in the middle. Probably, I would say twice the size of the middle of the screen, at least width-wise. Maybe a little bit bigger on the thickness and on the height side of things. So we'll see how that goes. But the patent has been filed, which means now they can, those people at Sony can really get to it and get on this little bit of controller and really try to give Nintendo a run for their money. Here's the thing, Sony hasn't been good about it, but we'll keep our eyes on it. And speaking of PlayStation, we end on this note. The PlayStation 5 consoles were sold today on an online event at PlayStation.com, and they only lasted for 1 hour and 12 minutes. This is according to the actual PlayStation site. PS5's consoles are out of stock for the day. However, we will have PS5 accessories and PS5 games available. We are working continuously to make more PS5 consoles available in the future. This is a big time item, and it's amazing that it's sold out in 1 hour and 12 minutes. Anyway, this has been your daily news. I am Joe. You can find me on twitch.tv/JoeSpace and at Joe Brums. This has been a Dawn Forge production, copyright 2021. You can find all information about Dawn Forge podcast up at dawnforge.com. Until tomorrow, we shall see you. Or I should say, we shall see you tomorrow. Goodbye. Thank you.